Welcome back to South Dearborn High School in Aurora, Indiana, the home each year of the Rivertown Classic Boys Basketball Tournament. The 24th annual Rivertown Classic, in fact, reunion of the old sectional that used to exist here in Dearborn, Ohio, Switzerland counties. And, well, we got a good start to this boys' first-round game with the barn burner in the first game of our doubleheader tonight. Switzerland County defeated South Dearborn 74-72 after a monumental comeback for South Dearborn fell just short. So Switzerland County is in the championship game here on Saturday for the boys, and they will await their opponent. It will be either the Lawrenceburg Tigers or the Rising Sun Shiners. Those two teams warming up on the court right now and getting ready to tip off. Lawrenceburg enters this contest at 7-5, having won two straight coming into this game. Rising Sun, on the other hand, they enter at 3-7. Chuck, you got any thoughts about how this one will shape up?
I think Lawrenceburg's favorite coming into the tournament. They got a veteran team with some young kids that can play. Rising Sun has not, I don't know how to put this, I don't think they got the strength of Lawrenceburg. If you just look at the kids, it looks like the Tigers are more physical. Tigers have played a real tough competition. They've been on and off. Neither team particularly shoots well from the three-point mark. The size factor goes to Lawrenceburg, both in height and girth. I mean, they're big, yeah. You know what I mean? Kaniga's in there, Bobo's in there, Meyer's in there, much taller team. We'll see. Rising Sun have played some very good tournament games, but they're an underdog as I see it coming into the second game.
Well, let's look a little bit more into this Lawrenceburg team and their roster to start. Of course, they're led by fourth-year head coach Brad Cutter. 59 wins, 31 losses in those 4 years for Coach Cutter. And this season, they're being led by Charlie Meyer, 10.3 points per game. But Cooper Bobo right there, 9.8 points per game. Not far behind them are Ben Cornett and Noah Kaniga, each with over 7 points per game. The Lawrenceburg Tigers, they spread out that scoring pretty well, averaging 49 points per game on the offensive side as they've amassed that 7-5 record. And Lawrenceburg coming off a 2-2 performance in a holiday tournament that they actually hosted. Lawrenceburg put together a pretty sizable tournament with some pretty good competition over Christmas break that they hosted here in Tigertown. And they came out of that 2-2. They lost the first couple games to Bethesda Christian and Garen Catholic, but bounced back with a couple wins on December 30th against Jennings County and Beech Grove.
Yeah, and both of those teams had are really good teams. Yeah, they put on a good show down there. That was a really good tournament with really good teams.
As for the Rising Sun Shiners, you mentioned they come in at 3-7, and they are under fourth-year head coach Brandon Snodgrass. And their holiday tournament, they went 1-2, losing games to Indian Creek and Hamilton Heights, and then winning one sandwiched in between those against Tri Township. And they're now in their second holiday midseason tournament here at the Rivertown Classic. But taking a look at Rising Sun's roster, their leading scorer this season has been junior guard Brody Morris. 16.5 points per game for Morris this season. He's also their leading assist man, distributing the ball well with 3.3 assists per game. Also tallying up scores for Rising Sun this season have been Nate Elliott with 8.5 points per game and Ben Shorten also averaging 8.5 points per contest as they put up about 51 points per contest as a team.
Yeah, Morris is just a real nice player. I mean, he's an all-around good basketball player. Then you've talked about the scoring of Lawrenceburg. Four of their players have been high point in games at one time or another. So, as you mentioned, they can get scoring from other people as well.
Last time these two teams met, you got to go back to February 11th of 2023, 59-37. These two teams met twice last year. The first time prior to that February meeting was in the Rivertown Classic first round, and it was Lawrenceburg getting the win over Rising Sun in that Rivertown Classic first round game in the 2023 Rivertown Classic tournament. 71-46. Lawrenceburg would then go on to defeat South Dearborn in last year's championship game 44-36. So Lawrenceburg, they've got bragging rights and a title to defend starting here tonight in this first round game against rival Rising Sun. Again, the winner will meet Switzerland County in the boys championship game on Saturday. Loser will face South Dearborn in the consolation game preceding that championship on Saturday. We'll take one more break, and when we come back, we'll have your starting lineups and the tip-off for Lawrenceburg Rising Sun, the 24th annual Rivertown Classic on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Making sure your loved ones are comfortable and cared for is important. Hi, I'm Jewel at Shady Nook, and we know that skilled nursing decisions are hard enough. That's why we go the extra step to help ease the financial stress by offering a service called Medicaid Done Right. This service is provided for those who might not have insurance or their Medicaid is pending. We offer a personalized service with one-on-one guidance through this process. Visit us at ShadyNookCareCenter.com. We are here for you and your loved ones every day.
Boardway Fuels makes it simple. They supply the fuel to heat your home, farm, and business. Their auto fill-up service is quick with comparative pricing. They are your heating oil and propane business serving you locally, and their family has been dedicated to your warmth and comfort for over 40 years. Not to mention they are safe and dependable. Boardway Fuels, your experts on grills, pools, gas fireplaces, and propane. They serve here locally and on the corner of Glenway and Bridgetown with the sign that's easy to find, Boardway.com.
This message is a service of the Dearborn County Health Department.
How you doing? I'm HPV. That's human papillomavirus. And I'm a giver. A giver of cancer, that is. But you can prevent me, and you can protect yourself, your child, or children with the HPV vaccine. The HPV vaccine protects against the most dangerous strains of the virus to help prevent cervical cancer in adulthood. Available for youth, teens, and young adults ages 9 to 45. To learn more and schedule an HPV vaccine appointment, visit DearbornCounty.org and click on the Health tab.
Dillsboro Main Street supports local businesses, nonprofits, and the revitalization of downtown. Join them and help make Dillsboro the very best place to live, work, and play. They meet on the first Monday of the month. Find Dillsboro Main Street on Facebook, dedicated to creating a vibrant Dillsboro.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? Now you can get a 30% tax credit with a geothermal heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping your home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, you'll save up to 70% on your energy bill. So the investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help your budget. Call Jeff at Garing or at GaringInc.com.
Take your next step at Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg, your hometown college. Join us for Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs, career options, and take a personalized tour. Meet the friendly team at Ivy Tech and take your next step to a great future. Applications are open now. You'll receive the best college value in Indiana. Plus, local scholarships are available. We'll see you at the Tech.
Folks, it's just that simple. Cars and trucks, cheaper in Milan. At the Tom TP Auto Center.
Proudly broadcasting from the Tom TV Auto Center studios inside the Eagle's Nest. Thank you for listening to WSCH, Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Greendale, Dillsboro, Batesville, Bright. Your hometown radio station is Eagle Country 99.3.
Hey, it's Double T. Join me every Monday evening 6 to 6:30 for 30 minutes of nonstop sports conversation with high school athletes and coaches. It's crunch time on Eagle Country 99.3.
24th annual Rivertown Classic, second game of our doubleheader in the boys' first round, preparing to tip off here in just a few moments. With Chuck Thomas, I'm Mike Perleberg. Want to recognize the sponsor of our Heat Up show, which is AirServe. Expect more from your HVAC. Smart, efficient comfort. Contact your local Daikin dealer. AirServe, breathe easy. Finally, a heating and cooling company you can count on. Check them out online at airserve.com. And recognize our presenting sponsor here of our Rivertown Classic coverage, which is Ivy Tech Community College. celebrating 60 years of commitment to ensuring Hoosiers have a top-notch academic experience. Spring classes begin January 16th, so now is the perfect time to connect with Lawrenceburg and Batesville's Ivy Tech Advanced Enrollment Team. And Chuck, Ivy Tech, the sponsor of free popcorn here.
Free popcorn, that's right.
At the Rivertown Classic. So if you come down to enjoy and take in these games in person, make sure you pick up a fresh bag of popcorn on your way in.
Yeah, and you wouldn't let me leave the table to go out and get some. You said I had to stay here.
We got a job to do.
Nah, the popcorn, man.
Maybe they'll have some for you on the way out. Maybe. All right, let's introduce you to the starting lineup to live, brought to you by Dearborn County CASA. Always think prevention. Talk to your teens about the risks of underage drinking and vaping from a young age. DearbornCountyCASA.com. We'll start with the designated visiting team, the Rising Sun Shiners, led by head coach Brandon Snodgrass. They go with the three-guard front, number 2, 5'8 junior Brody Morris, number 12, a 6-foot senior Nate Elliott, and number 22, a 6'1 sophomore Aiden White. The 2 fours for Rising Sun, number 5, a 6'5 senior Gavin Shorten, and the other 4, number 14, a 6'5 sophomore Ben Shorten. For the Lawrenceburg Tigers, head coach Brad Cutter's starting lineup tonight. At guard, number 0, 6-foot senior Ben Cornett. Number 3 at guard, J.P. Izzo, a 6'2 junior. The 2 fours for the Tigers, number 10, a 6'3 junior Noah Kaniga. The second forward, number 22, a 6'4 senior Charlie Meyer. And at center for the Tigers, number 13, big 6'5 junior Cooper Bobo. That's your starting lineup to live, brought to you by Dearborn County CASA. Again, talk to your teens about the risks of underage drinking and vaping. All right, here we go, Chuck. Thoughts on your Hagford keys to the game?
Rising Sun has got to box off and limit Lawrenceburg's second shot opportunities. That's the big thing. Of course, turnovers and those obvious things that I don't need to repeat because everybody knows them, but boxing out, keeping them off the board, fewer second shots. Otherwise, it's going to be a long night for the Shiners.
Stop by the dealership Hag Ford on US 50 in Greendale and get your keys to a brand new Ford today, HagFordSales.com. Lawrenceburg wins the tip-off by Bobo. Shot by Noah Kaniga at the top of the key is no good. Rebound by the Shiners. Rising Sun's first possession of the game. Far sideline, Ben Shorten into the backcourt for Aiden White. Now Elliott. Brady Morris comes up. 5'8 junior. Jump shot from the left wing is no good. Rebound bouncing around inside, eventually grabbing it for the Tigers is Charlie Meyer. Meyer passes ahead to Cornett. Cornett, a couple dribbles, picks it up. Now into the corner for Kaniga. Meyer, left side of the perimeter, back into the right corner for J.P. Izzo, who will let a three-point attempt go. Offensive rebound by Cooper Bobo, no good, gets his own miss, and then back up with a second-chance opportunity, and in for two. Lawrenceburg drawing first blood here with 6:45 to go with that basket by Bobo.
And already they've got 2 offensive rebounds.
And full-court press by the Tigers shown here after the made basket. Shiners will try and break that press. Morris double-teamed in the backcourt. Gets a teammate to come and help in Ben Shorten. He'll get the pass. Passes up ahead to Gavin Shorten. At the other end, Brody Morris gets the pass inside and puts up the floater. Good for Rising Sun's first basket of the game.
Just a nice basket.
2-2. Quick shot by Lawrenceburg. That one no good. Rising Sun has it. Morris guarded in the backcourt by Noah Kaniga.
One of the other keys, by the way, was that the Shiners got to get some scoring from somebody other than Morris tonight.
Morris is their leading scorer at 16.5 points per game. Ball turned over by Rising Sun, out of bounds. Tigers will take over. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. 2-2.
Both teams in a man-to-man.
Ben Cornett. Across midcourt, dribbles to the near sideline, passes up top. J.P. Izzo will let another three-point attempt fly. This one from the top of the arch is no good. And the rebound, Gavin Shorten coming down with it. Man-to-man D for Lawrenceburg here to start. Morris dribbles to the right, backs it out, double team. Passes it away to Ben Shorten on the far sideline. Shorten dribbles to the second tick mark. Puts up a shot. Maven partially rejected. Coming down with it is Charlie Meyer. Meyer fires into the corner for Kaniga. Kaniga passes up top for Cooper Bobo. Bobo off into the left corner for Charlie Meyer. Meyer tries to make a baseline move. Picks up his dribble. Double team. Has to pass it away to Kaniga in the corner. Then up top for Bobo. Bobo spinning in the lane outside for Izzo. Izzo will attack. Puts up a jump shot. No good. Offensive rebound inside by Izzo. No good. Offensive rebound by Kaniga, and he'll get fouled on a putback attempt that he makes. And we'll go to the line and try and make a three. It'll be the first personal five on Gavin Shorten of Rising Sun. First bucket of the game for Noah Kaniga, son of Morrisburg High School head football coach and athletic director Ryan Kaniga, who's looking on proudly from over by that Lawrenceburg student section. Free throw on the way from Noah is no good. Rebound, tip, Lawrenceburg getting on top of it. And Gerald Taylor has it, passes left side, Bobo, three-point attempt, no good. Another offensive rebound by the Tigers and Gerald Taylor, and his putback attempt is swatted out of bounds. But Taylor was fouled on that putback attempt. He'll go to the line with an opportunity to shoot two. Actually, they're going to say he was not in the act of shooting. They're going to make them inbound now and lined up like they were going to try for the free throw, but it will not be a shooting foul. Will be a foul on the Rising Sun, however. Or was it out of bounds on Rising Sun? I think that's what they called, actually. No foul was signaled on the scoreboard. Three-point attempt from the left side by Charlie Myers, no good. Rising Sun has it, bringing the ball down the court quickly.
Nice
Forrest
pass.
Dumps it off underneath for a wide-open Gavin Shorten. Got behind the defense and forgotten about, and he puts it in for the easy deuce. 4-4. 4:09 to go, first quarter. Kaniga down the lane. Off the glass, it doesn't fall. And Gavin Shorten gets the rebound for the Shiners. Shorten, very active on the boards here in the first quarter. Brody Morris trying to cross over Ben Cornett, who's defending him. A little bit too fancy with the basketball. Ends up losing the dribble. Taken away by Cooper Bobo. Gets to the basket quickly, draws the contact, gets it to go, and will try to make it three. Cooper Bobo for the Tigers. 6-4, Lawrenceburg lead. Picking up that one for the Shiners was Ben Shorten, his first.
I think there's a case of Morris trying to do too much. He's a good player, but he ended up with two guys on. He was unable to get rid of the ball. And pretty good defense by the Tigers as well.
Mm-hmm. Bobo, the 6'5 junior for the Tigers. 9.8 points per game this season for Cooper. His first free throw, however, is no good. Rising Sun ball. Ben Shorten dribbles into the corner, passes to Nate Elliott. Elliott down the lane, kicks it outside. Long two-point jump shot put up by Aiden White and made. Ties it back up at 6-all.
Nice job by Morris to penetrate and kick it out to him.
Ben Cornett, top of the key, picks up his dribble outside. Gerald Taylor's open. He'll let it fly. No good. Again, Ben Shorten with the board for the Shiners. Brody Morris brings the ball up the court. Passes to Nate Elliott. They come near side now for Braden Burris. Now Brody Morris in the backcourt. Passes Nate Elliott into the corner. Shorten. Back to Elliott. Elliott dribbling, trying to back his man down. Makes a move for the basket. And good defense by Ben Cornett. I think he got a piece of that shot as it went up. And at the other end, Cornett is going to be fouled by Brody Morris.
Really good
personal for him.
Really good defense by the Tigers. They seem to want to double team Morris every time he gets it, and then kind of rotate into traps.
Here's Bobo open for three, coming off the screen. No good. It rimmed out. Good look. Almost went. Score remains 6-6. 2:24 to go in the first. Ben Shorten in the corner. Dribbling baseline. Trying to back down Kaniga. Instead, we'll skip the ball along the baseline on a pass for Braden Burris. Up top, Brady Morris lets a three-point shot go. No good. Rebound eventually controlled by Lawrenceburg. Taylor bringing the ball down the court. Gives it up for Kaniga, trailing him. Off to the left side, open for three is Ali Safalayan, and his shot no good. Rebound by Bobo offensively. His putback attempt no good. And now we've got a foul against Lawrenceburg. That one's going to be against Bobo. Going over the back. A little push off underneath. That's going to be Cooper Bobo's first. And the team's first for Lawrenceburg with 1:56 to go in the quarter. Checking back in for the Tigers is Meyer. Noah Kaniga also coming out.
And a 1-3-1 trap again. Lawrenceburg's pretty good. That they got Meyer 6'5 and a point. So it's hard to get it around. Got long arms.
New player on the court for Rising Sun is DJ Williams. Brody Morris in the backcourt. Passes to Williams. Those rec specs on. Pass from Shorten, looking underneath for Aiden White. Couldn't control the basketball. Turned over to Lawrenceburg. At the other end, three-point bucket knocked down from Ollie. The foul at the end. At the other end, a foul called against Lawrenceburg's Ben Cornett.
Who hit that three? I was right.
It was Ollie Safadian. Number 21 for the Tigers. Gives them a 9-6 lead. Couple subs for the Tigers once again. The player out there on the court for Lawrenceburg is Evan Lewis. Shiner's ball. Williams in the backcourt holding it. He's guarded by Dakari Mucker. Passes on the low block for Shorten outside. Three-point shot on the way and knocked down by Brody Morris. The heels nearly on the sideline. Hits it, and that ties us up at 9-all. Big shot by Brody Morris here in the early going. And on a take to the basket, drawing a foul is Lawrenceburg putting at the line. J.P. Izzo picking that one up for the Shiners is Aiden White. First foul for White, fourth team foul for Rising Sun. 39 seconds to go here in the first. Izzo, a 6'2 junior for the Tigers, averaging 6 points per game, about 2.5 rebounds per game. At free throw line this year, he's only been a 47% free throw shooter. Lawrenceburg is a team shooting 64% at the line this season. Second attempt from Izzo, no good. 0-for-2 on that trip. Brody Morris, bring the ball up the court after the rebound by Gavin Shorten. Morris in the backcourt, guarded by Izzo this time. Bounce pass, near side, Braden Burris. Gives it to Williams in the backcourt. He's double-teamed quickly, looking for help. Is able to get it to Morris. Morris dribbling, right wing to Williams, left side. Gavin Shorten open for three. The big man will take it. The 6'5 senior knocks it down. Gives the Rising Sun a 12-9 lead. Ball turned over in the backcourt. Morris comes up with it, puts up a beater for three off the steal. Brody Morris gives Rising Sun a 15-9 lead. Wow, what a play by Morris. He knew those final seconds were ticking off. He came up with a steal near midcourt, one dribble, and put up an off-balance three from the logo at midcourt and banked it in. Woo! Rising Sun 15, Lawrenceburg 9. Second quarter coming up on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com. When you're on the feet and on the go, Boot Country.
Country is the place to go.
Boot Country, Work Country is the place to find work boots that work harder than you. Every boot's designed for quality and comfort. Got a work boot voucher? We've got you covered in work or western and available in hard-to-find sizes. Check out one of the stores with your voucher today.
You want it, we got it. Go Boot Country.
Take your next step at Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg, your hometown college. Join us for Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs, career options, and take a personalized tour. Meet the friendly team at Ivy Tech and take your next step to a great future. Applications are open now. You'll receive the best college value in Indiana, plus local scholarships are available. We'll see you at the Tech.
Hey, it's Double T. Don't forget to submit a student highlight at EagleCountryOnline.com as we celebrate academic excellence, athletic achievement, extracurriculars, and more.
15-9, Rising Sun. Start of the second quarter here at the 24th Annual Rivertown Classic. This first-round game between Lawrenceburg and Rising Sun will determine who faces Switzerland County in the Rivertown Classic Boys Championship game on Saturday. Brody Morris with a three-point buzzer beater at the end of that first quarter. Got Rising Sun fans on their feet. Shiners have the ball to start the third quarter, and the ball will be turned over by the Shiners on a bad pass on the far sideline. It goes out of bounds, intended for Ben Shorten. He can't catch up with it, and it'll be Tigers basketball. What do you think of those Tigers jerseys, Chuck?
I don't care much for them, to be truthful. To be honest,
I'm such a fashionista. Hard to please.
Well, I don't think it much matters what I think about uniforms.
Here's Charlie Meyer, a three-point attempt for the Tigers. Rims out and rebounded by Nate Elliott, who has been fouled. Picking that one up, I believe it's going to be Izzo. No, they call it on Kaniga, his first. Team's first here in the second. 7:27 to play in the second quarter.
Little press put on here, full court by the Tigers.
Those Tigers jerseys, by the way, are very reminiscent of Purdue, like kind of an off-white gold color with black lettering, strip lettering on the front that says the Berg, and then black numbers and black trim. It's almost like the Boilermakers out there, very reminiscent of Purdue unis. Yep. Here's a pass in traffic. They'll be there to get it. Turned over by Rising Sun, going Lawrenceburg's way. Score remains 15-9, Rising Sun leading. 7:07 to go. Second quarter. Bobo will bring the ball up the court. Bounce passes to Kaniga on the left side of the perimeter. Back to Bobo. Cooper spinning in the lane. Off the glass.
Nice job.
Just above the square and in. 15-11. Cooper, Bobo. Now with 6 points to lead Lawrenceburg. Tigers trail 15-11. Brody Morris has the basketball. He's double-teamed. Looking for a man. Gets to Williams. Dribbling in the backcourt is Williams. Morris dribbles top of the key, kicks it outside for Burris. Braden Burris goes up top to Nate Elliott. Nate backs it out, hands it off for Ben Shorten. He tries to make a baseline move, stolen away, however, by Kaniga. That's going to be turnover number five so far for the Shiners. Bobo, three-point shot for Lawrenceburg, no good. Dirty Morris with the rebound for the Shiners. Elliott has it, gives it to Morris. Jump shot with the hand in his face. A little short. Bobo with the rebound. Bringing the ball up the court is Tigers' big man. And a timeout called by Brad Cutter, head coach of the Lawrenceburg Tigers, from the bench. His team trailing 15-11 to Rising Sun. 5:56 to play in the second quarter. We want to recognize another one of our sponsors. How about Ivy Tech Community College, our presenting sponsor of this 24th annual Rivertown Classic on Eagle Country 99.3. Attend Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs and career options and take a personalized tour. Schedule now for Tuesdays at the Tech at ivtech.edu/Tuesdays.
Shiners playing pretty good basketball right now. Very effective on their shooting in the first half. In the first quarter, they were 6 for 11 from the field. Lawrenceburg had 17 opportunities, several offensive rebounds, but didn't take much of advantage of them. They were only 4 for 17 from the field.
I recognize Lawrenceburg's Noah Kaniga and South Dearborn's Brady Ballard, both named to the Indiana Prep's 2023 Football All-State Top 22 Underclass Team. Unannounced back in late December.
Shiners have went to a zone, looks like a 2-3.
Tigers have it. Kaniga loses the basketball, falls on top of it, kicks it outside for Izzo. He lets a three-point shot go. No good. And we got a foul under the basket. Push off underneath, going against Lawrenceburg's Charlie Meyer. It'll be Meyer's first personal. Charlie Meyer, Lawrenceburg's leading scorer at 10.3 points per game this season, has yet to score in this one. 5:36 to go in the second quarter. More full court press from the Tigers. Shiners break it. Williams has it. He gets bumped into, drawing a foul. And it's going to go against Lawrenceburg, Pauly Sabian. Three team fouls on Lawrenceburg in this quarter.
With 5:20 to go, 5:27 to go.
Inbounded by Shorten to Morris. Morris dribbling into the paint. Pass to Williams. Williams now dribbles into the paint and is called for a travel.
Yeah, he pivot.
Quickly make a plead his case to the official that he didn't move his pivot, but
he changed him. I mean, it was his right foot he pivoted on, then he changed it to his left foot. You're quick enough, sometimes you get away with it.
It's pretty quick. In the NBA, you probably don't get called for that, but here you know. 15-11. Tigers ball. Cornette. Three-point shot. Too strong. Goes over the rim. However, offensively rebounded by Kaniga. He passes outside. Ball tipped away. Cornette goes and gets it. And a foul on the reach in by Williams. It's going to be the first on Williams. First team foul for Rising Sun this quarter. 4:56 to go in the second quarter. Rising Sun leading Lawrenceburg 15-11.
1-2-2 zone.
Shiners have not yet scored in this quarter. Pass inside. Meyer off the glass and in for two. Nice find by Bobo up top.
Lawrenceburg has been shooting three after three after three, and every time they go in, Bobo gets good. They make a basket, you know.
15-13. Brody Morris at the other end gets to the basket, puts up a shot, doesn't go. Offensive rebound by Gavin Shorten, no good. He gets rejected from behind. Tigers have it coming the other way. Kaniga, strong three, no good, but offensive rebound again for the Tigers. Cooper Bobo cleans up the glass, puts it back in for two, and we got a tie game just like that, 15-15. Rising Sun's gone cold offensively, and Lawrenceburg's come back to tie it up with 4:12 to play in the second quarter. And it is a short timeout, I believe. So we'll keep it right here. Leading scorers for their teams, both with 8 points, are Brody Morris for Rising Sun, and for the Tigers, Cooper Bobo.
Can you ask the Tigers for a three-point shot made? Because I don't have – I got them shooting right now 11 and none. Do you have them for three? I didn't see them get three yet.
I don't think so. They've taken some, but I don't think they made one.
I think they've taken 11.
So they're 0 for 11.
That's what I think.
Still very much in this game as it's tied up. Rising Sun.
No, I'm sorry.
They get good shots here.
They have one. They got one.
Okay. You say so.
Yeah.
Shiner's ball out of the timeout. Brody Morris near the timeline. Bounce pass to Elliott. Tigers defending well past the perimeter. Brody Morris, bounce pass into the corner for Ben Shorten. Back to Morris. Morris up top for Elliott. Elliott trying to go inside. Passes underneath to Gavin Shorten. Ball's loose on the floor, being tipped around. Eventually, Ben Cornette comes up with it for the Tigers. He'll pass off to the left side. Three-point attempt on the way in. Good from Ali Safavian. Well, we know for a fact they've made one now.
And that's the second one he's made.
There you go. 6 points for Ollie Safavian. gives Lawrenceburg the lead, 18-15. 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Shiner's ball handler is being harassed in the backcourt. Ball's loose, and coming up with it is Safavian, passing it away to Kaniga. Now Cornette to the left side. They find Safavian in the corner again. He'll peak check it, and a little bit too strong, maybe a little bit too much adrenaline pumping there for Safavian. And Rising Sun will have the rebound, bringing it down the other way is Morris. Morris, quick move to the basket.
Nice job to draw the foul.
They count the basket. He made it, and he'll get to the line to try and make it a three. Did they say it was a made basket or not? I thought they signaled count the bucket, but
no,
do not. It was on the floor. The score is still 18-15. Rising Sun still looking for their first points of the second quarter. Shiners will inbound on their own baseline. Shiner's ball. Gavin Shorten beyond the arch. Passes to Morris. Morris tries to pass it away. It's tipped away in the backcourt by Lawrenceburg's Caleb Cole. Now Morris back across the timeline. Passes outside to Ben Shorten. He tries to go cross court. However, it's stolen away. Meyer will dunk it home with two baskets. Two-hand slam. And stolen away by Lawrenceburg at the other end. Noah Kaniga steps in that passing lane, takes it away. Tries to pass it off into the corner. Four three-point play. A three-point shot by Caleb Cole. No good. Ball out of bounds. But it'll stay with Lawrenceburg. Rising Sun last to touch it. A couple substitutions for the Shiners, but I had a feeling when I saw Charlie Meyer get out in transition there quickly, it was going to be thrown down with some authority.
It got, the whole place got quiet, you know, the anticipation, huh?
You could hear a pin drop, and as soon as he threw that one down with the two hands, Charlie Meyer brought the house down from the Lawrenceburg cheer section here. 20-15, Tigers lead, 1:59 to go in the second quarter. Shiners scoreless in the second quarter after leading 15-9 at the start of this quarter. They now trail 20-15. I want to again recognize our sponsors, including Hag Ford. Stop by Hag Ford on US 50 in Greendale and get your keys to a brand new Ford today, HagFordSales.com. And of course, our presenting sponsor tonight, Ivy Tech Community College. Take your next step at Ivy Tech, Lawrenceburg, and Batesville, your hometown college. Scholarships are available and textbooks are free. Apply now at ivytech.edu/apply. If you missed it earlier, the second game of our Rivertown Classic boys first round doubleheader. The first game earlier this evening saw Switzerland County survive South Dearborn 74-72. A 27-point effort by Cam Craig helped Switzerland County get by and into the championship game here on Saturday. South Dearborn was led by 24 from Brody Tiki. Out of the timeout, Lawrenceburg ball. They'll inbound on their own baseline. Cornette throws it into Kaniga. Spinning, Kaniga.
Nice moving.
Nice soft touch. Using the bank to perfection. 22-15. Rising Sun trying to stop this Tigers run and get a basket of their own. Here's Williams in the backcourt. Passes to Morris. Morris, jump shot from the right wing. No good. Bit of a forced shot right there. Wasn't exactly open. And it'll go out of bounds. Rising Sun, well, nobody touched it after the shot. Lawrenceburg just let it go. It'll be Tigers basketball. 1.5 to go before halftime. Cornette brings it up the court. Uses a screen set up by Meyer. Now passes for Kaniga. Kaniga, top of the key, passes underneath for Meyer. Meyer fouled as he goes up.
Good high-low there.
And Kaniga fouled, going to the line to shoot two.
Kaniga got it between the foul line and stopped the circle turn. Meyer made a cut down on the right side on the baseline. Got him the ball, and then he got fouled. Pretty good offense.
Meyer feeling it a little bit. He got brought to the ground as he was fouled, trying to go up with that shot, walking a little bit gingerly before he goes up to the free throw line to shoot these two shots. First one no good for Meyer.
what is he, a 50% shooter, something close to that, isn't he?
The last foul, by the way, is the second personal foul on Rising Suns' DJ Williams, second team foul this quarter. Meyer's second one, no good. And Kadiga, he tips it out of bounds. It'll be Rising Sun ball. Last time these two teams met, February 11th, 2023. Last season, Lawrenceburg won it 59-37. Lawrenceburg's really owned Rising Sun over the past 35 years, a 46-14 advantage. There's finally a basket for Rising Sun as Williams goes inside and will not be denied, putting it up, drawing the foul, getting the basket to go at the same time, and a chance to make it a three-point play for Rising Sun to finally stop that Lawrenceburg scoring run. First points of the second quarter for Rising Sun, up with 104 remaining. Foul is signaled on Lawrenceburg's Gerald Taylor. His first, team's fifth, so the Shiners enter the bonus for this remaining 1 minute, 4 seconds of the second quarter. Williams this season, 2.7 points per game, and hits that free throw at the free throw line. He's been only attempted one all season prior to that. It's only his second free throw attempt all year. So now he's 1 for 2. Gerald Taylor has it inside. Nice find. No good on the shot attempt. However, another offensive rebound for Cooper Bobo, and he'll get fouled on a putback try. Shot didn't go, but Cooper Bobo will go to the line to shoot two for the Tigers. Second personal foul against Rising Sun's Aiden White.
Good foul shooter. Of course, I jinxed him as soon as I said that.
Caster's jinx, Chuck.
Yes, I know.
You gotta know better by now.
I know.
How long you been doing this?
I know. Evidently too long. Oh, my.
Yeah, Bobo, pretty good free throw shooter, 73% this season. Lawrenceburg as a team is a 64% free throw shooting team. Bobo, second free throw, no good. Man, you really did it, Chuck.
I put the evil one on it, didn't I? My bad.
42 seconds remain before halftime. Rising Sun basketball, they trail 22-18. Brody Morris dribbles inside, puts up a rainbow shot, doesn't go, missed everything on the way down, and trying to save it, grab it before it went out of bounds was Lawrenceburg's J.P. Izzo. However, he could not save it from going out of bounds, and now Rising Sun will have it, inbounding on their own baseline beneath their own bucket. Williams, the trigger man, into the backcourt for White. A shortened dribbling. Turns it over, but Airborne had to pass it away to somebody before he came back down and was called for a travel, but he passed it to J.P. Izzo. J.P. Izzo at the other end. Double turnaround, jump shot in the lane. Makes it 24-18. 13 seconds to go in the second quarter. Morris bringing the ball up the court. Crosses the timeline with 9 seconds. Hands it off to Williams. To Morris. 3 seconds. Morris lets a three-point shot go. It's no good. Ben Shorten gets the rebound inside, puts it up, and good at the buzzer. The second consecutive buzzer beater for the Rising Sun Shiners. They had a three-point buzzer beater at the end of one. They get a two-point buzzer beater going into the half. I said it was Ben Shorten. It was actually Gavin Shorten. Makes it 24-20. Lawrenceburg with the lead at the half. We'll take a break. Come back with some halftime analysis for you here from the 24th annual Boys Rivertown Classic First Round on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? Now you can get a 30% tax credit with a geothermo heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermo systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping your home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, you'll save up to 70% on your energy bill. So the investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help your budget. Call Jeff at Garing or at GaringInc.com.
Wardway Fuels makes it simple. They supply the fuel to heat your home, farm, and business. Their auto fill-up service is quick with comparative pricing. They are your heating oil and propane business serving you locally, and their family has been dedicated to your warmth and comfort for over 40 years. Not to mention they are safe and dependable. Wardway Fuels, your experts on grills, pools, gas fireplaces, and propane. They serve here locally and on the corner of Glenway and Bridgetown with the sign that's easy to find, wardway.com.
Is a baby in your future? At Margaret Mary Health, they know having a baby can be one of the most exciting yet also nervous times of your life. That's why they offer expectant parents free prenatal classes and breastfeeding support. There's nothing more special than bringing a new life into this world. Let them help make it as perfect as possible. To learn more, visit them online at mmhealth.org.
Healthcare is made simple with the Dearborn County Health Department and MOP, the Mobile Outreach Partnership. Every Wednesday evening, they host clinics from 5 to 7 in the Hamline parking lot on High Street in Lawrenceburg. The Health Department offers flu shots, blood pressure and glucose checks, asthma kits, cessation registration. You can get connected with community resources, and it's 100% free. It's every Wednesday evening in the Hamline parking lot. Find more at dchealthdepartment.org.
Join the youth prevention revolution with Dearborn County Tobacco-Free Teens. TFT is a group for students grades 6 to 8 who pledge to be drug and alcohol-free. We have meetups the last Wednesday of every month at the Lawrenceburg Community Center. Make friends, win awesome prizes, and enjoy free food. All middle school students are invited to our next meeting the last Wednesday of this month. Find more at DearbornCountyCASA.com or search Tobacco-Free Teens on Facebook or Instagram. Join the youth prevention revolution with Dearborn County Tobacco-Free Teens. TFT is a group for students grades 6 to 8 who pledge to be drug and alcohol-free. We have meetups the last Wednesday of every month at the Lawrenceburg Community Center. Make friends, win awesome prizes, and enjoy free food. All middle school students are invited to our next meeting the last Wednesday of this month. Find more at DearbornCountyCASA.com or search Tobacco-Free Teens on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, it's Double T. Follow Eagle Country 99.3 on Facebook, Instagram, and X for all the latest in hometown news, sports, and more.
Welcome back to the 24th annual Rivertown Classic with Chuck Thomas. I'm Mike Perleberg at the half of game two of our doubleheader on Eagle Country 99.3 tonight. Lawrenceburg leading Rising Sun 24-20. Winner of this game gets to move on and face Switzerland County in the boys' championship game here on Saturday night, tipping off around 7:30 for the championship. Prior to that, it will be the boys' consolation game that will tip off around 6 o'clock. We'll have that one for you, too, Eagle Country 99.3. That'll be loser of this game facing South Dearborn. That first game tonight, if you missed it, was a dandy. 74-72, Switzerland County just getting by South Dearborn. Here at the half of game number two, Lawrenceburg leading Rising Sun at 24-20. It was 15-9, Rising Sun at the end of one, thanks in part to a three-point buzzer beater by the Shiners' Brody Morris off a steal with just a couple seconds remaining on the clock. But then in the second quarter, Rising Sun went cold. Lawrenceburg contesting all their shots, giving them nothing easy. Lawrenceburg outscored Rising Sun in the second quarter 15-5 to get this 24-20 halftime lead. A big reason, Chuck, has been the glass, in particular on the offensive side for Lawrenceburg.
Yeah, Lawrenceburg's dominated. They have 10 offensive rebounds here in the first half. Luckily, really, for the Shiners, they've only made two putbacks after getting all those offensive rebounds. This score could be at least 4 or 5 points more for Lawrenceburg. What Lawrenceburg did, well, go ahead, and I'll talk about this in a second.
I was going to say, I mean, some of those, they didn't get on those putbacks. The putbacks may not have went, but at least a few cases put the Tigers at the line.
Yes.
Or they did make some extra, get some extra chance points on the front.
Right, exactly. And I didn't count those as I usually do as field goals, but you're right. One of the things that I was kind of amazed at for the longest time is Lawrenceburg kept shooting threes. I mean, what they shoot like? I think they ended up being 2 for 8. When they start going inside, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, they got 6 2-point baskets when they took the ball inside. Some of those were putbacks. I think one of those in the second quarter was a putback off an offensive rebound. But they were really – they pounded it inside. Meyer and Bobo got some easy – and Izzo came in and like drove in. All those shots –
made in the paint. You know, they weren't really jump shots from that intermediate area. They were driving to the basket.
As far as our leading scores, Chuck, how about a look at our Ivy Tech Community College halftime stats report?
All right. For the Tigers, they only committed one turnover in the first half. That's very good. And they had 15 rebounds. 10 of them were offensive rebounds. They were 11 for 32 from the field, 0 for 6 from the foul line, and 2 for 8 from the three-point line. We had Holly. You got to help me here, boss.
Safavian.
Savavian, he had two triples for 6 points. Meyer had 4 points in the second quarter, 6 points for Bobo, 2 points for Taylor, 2 points for Kaniga, 2 points for Izzo. Foul shooting, a little bit of a concern for the Tigers tonight. And for the Shiners, all right, here we go. They had 11 turnovers, which is, I mean, think about it. Having 11 turnovers and giving the other team 10 offensive rebounds and you're only down 5. That's unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
They're very, very fortunate right now.
That's what happens when Lawrenceburg only shoots about 33% from the field.
Yeah. 16 rebounds, 3 of them were offensive rebounds. They were 8 for 19 from the field, 1 for 1 from the foul line, 2 for 3 from the 3-point. Morris had 5 points to lead, and Williams had 5 points also for the Shiners, 4 points for Gavin Jordan, and that rounded up the scoring. It is fortunate for the Shiners. They still got a shot. They looked good in the first quarter offensively, very patient, able to, but then all of a sudden they got turnovers and then it didn't go well.
That's your halftime stats report presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Attend Tuesdays at Tech to explore programs and career options and take a personalized tour. Schedule now for Tuesdays at the Tech at ivytech.edu/Tuesdays. We'll step aside and come back with a third quarter of action. Between Lawrenceburg, Rising Sun, Tigers lead the Shiners at the half, 24-20 on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Are you having sewer or septic problems? Are you buying a house and need the septic system inspected? Or are you having other drain problems? Tri-State Liquid Waste has a brand new location in one of the most historic old homes right here in Dearborn County on US 50, and they are here to help you. Call Tri-State Liquid Waste at 812-537-3888. TriStateLiquidWaste.com, 812-537-3888.
Discover Lawrenceburg, a city.
Hello, folks. Kelly Milan here. Think local and grow local in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. The city of Lawrenceburg is a dedicated community partner in supporting local businesses, exceptional educational opportunities, and award-winning recreational outlets as a vital economic investment and quality of life experiences for our citizens and visitors. Visit thinklawrenceburg.com and discover why Lawrenceburg is a city on the rise.
Hey, I'm Chelsea from your Eagle Country 99.3 morning show. Be sure and join me weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10, for a whole lot of fun right here on Eagle Country.
Our coverage of the 24th annual Rivertown Classic. You heard the girls' first round games last night. Switzerland County defeated South Dearborn 64-35. Lawrenceburg defeated Rising Sun 61-51. You'll hear the girls' consolation and championship here on your hometown radio station tomorrow night, Friday, will the consolation between South Dearborn and Rising Sun at 6, followed by the girls' championship between Lawrenceburg and Switz at around 7:30. I want to take an opportunity to recognize Lawrenceburg and Rising Sun girls' teams for exceeding their fundraising goal for the third annual Hooping for Hope game. The third annual Hooping for Hope game that the Lady Tigers hosted when Rising Sun came in last week. And although it was a 54-38 win for the Lady Tigers, both teams and their fans raised a total of $2,900, which was in excess of their goal of $2,000 for that fundraiser for the I Win Foundation. So congratulations to the Lady Tigers and Lady Shiners on teaming up for that big victory for us all. Start of the third quarter, Lawrenceburg boys have the ball in the lead, 24-20 over Rising Sun. Ben Cornett dribbling in the backcourt, down the lane, tries to lay it in, draws a foul, Shot no good, but Ben Cornett finds his way to the line to shoot two.
Nice job. Lawrenceburg comes out, and you can just tell they wanted to get inside. They had Meyer and Kaniga working on a little high-low, and then they collapsed. They kicked it out, had an open shot.
Cornett's first free throw.
I think they have more of an emphasis short on getting the ball into the basket.
Cornett, the best free throw shooter for Lawrenceburg this season at 83%. It's the second one. Is Lawrenceburg a 5-point lead, 25-20.
Full court press put on. Looks like man-to-man.
Tigers press. Ball tipped on the inbound, but it finds its way to Rising Sun's Eden White. White getting to the basket and throwing a charge for the Tigers is Charlie Meyer. Wave the basket off from Aiden White. Charlie Meyer stepping in there, getting firmly planted, and an easy charge call for the official.
You can tell Meyer's a senior because he made that official call. I don't know how much contact was there, but he did a nice job of drawing it.
Uh-huh. Izzo, top of the key, passes up top for Kaniga. Now Bobo outside. He'll dribble penetrate to the basket. Lawrenceburg big man gets the shot off, however, cannot make it, left it a little short, and Gavin Shorten gets the rebound. Tigers pressing despite the miss. Beating them down the court is Morris, and then Morris dumping it off underneath for a cutting. Then Shorten, who finishes with a two-point basket.
Nice job of breaking the press and getting the easy basket.
That's what happens when you try and press. When you miss a shot, you don't have a chance to get back and get set. Pass inside, Kaniga, turnaround jump shot. He's fouled and will go to the line for two, and that'll be called against Rising Suns, Nate Elliott.
Just a nice job of getting the ball inside, got it on the right block, and Kaniga just used his strength to push it up there and draw the foul.
Noah Kaniga, 7 points per game this season. He'll hit his first free throw, and that'll give him five so far tonight. Kaniga at the line this year, 62%. Second one off the back.
Oh,
no good. And Meyer gets undercut. And back. And
this was a bad call.
What do you think, Chuck? So Meyer was going over the back.
Absolutely.
And trying to box him out for the Rising Sun Shiners was Aiden White. And although Meyer did come down ugly, it was Myers who made the foul of going over the back and put himself in position for that to happen. And Coach Brandon Snodgrass for Rising Sun could not believe the call.
Is that on
and
White?
He was quickly out there on the court. Yeah, it was White who was boxing him out.
Yeah, that was not a good call.
Not a good call. 26-22. Meyer's still out there, by the way, despite coming down hard. I mean, he landed flat on his back.
I thought it was going to hit his head. He's very fortunate. All the guy was doing was boxing out, and Charlie's making a real aggressive move to go for the ball. It was not
foul drawn by Lawrenceburg. Noah Kaniga putting him at the line in the midst of all that. Kaniga's first free throw. No good. Or pardon me, it's good. 27-22. 6 points now for Kaniga with 6:43 to play in the third quarter. And the second one made by Kaniga makes it 28-22. Pressed by the Tigers. Inbound into Morris. He's double teamed. Dribbles through the defenders. Quickly gets down the court and in front of the defense. And Morris all the way to the basket will lay it in with the left hand.
Just an outstanding.
Now we're going to have a technical call here.
What do you get? You got a bench warning for something. I don't know. Did you see what
bench warning? It was the official on the far side of the court after the Rising Sun made that basket. There was a lot of, Coach Snodgrass was out there clapping emphatically and maybe got a little bit too far out on the court.
That was an absolute great play by Morris.
Already 15 fouls against Rising Sun here, only 90 seconds into the third quarter. Here's the ball stolen away by Braden Burris. Shiners come up with it. Rising Sun, you hear their bench hooting and hollering. Here's Morris, fadeaway jump shot, no good. Kaniga skies for the rebound for the Tigers. 28-24, Tigers ahead by four. Bobo, top of the key, passes it off to Cornette on the baseline, up top for Izzo. Izzo, top of the key, outside. Jump shot, three-point bucket, knocked down by Charlie Meyer. 31-24, Tigers. Tigers by six. Shiners with the ball. Pardon me, by seven. Shiners with the ball. Morris dribbling through a screen. Double teamed. And they able to draw a foul. It is Morris.
Meyer.
Meyer will be called for it, and it'll be number two on him. First team foul this quarter on Lawrenceburg. Coming out of the game for the Tigers is Izzo, and back into the game is Ollie Safavian for the Tigers. Shiners, turnover. They wanted to pass the ball where a man wasn't, and then over the back as Gavin Shorten tried to save it from being a Lawrenceburg fast break.
The traps are very, very good by Lawrenceburg. You can't pick up your dribble. You got to keep your dribble, make the pass, or they will.
Tigers dump it down low for Meyer. Working his way to the basket on the low block. Gets the shot away. Doesn't go for him, but he drew some contact in the process. We'll see Charlie Meyer go to the line to shoot two. Meyer's first free throw off to the right. 5:08 to go in the third. 24 for Rising Sun. 31 for Lawrenceburg. Free throw up and made by Meyer. Makes the lead 8 for Lawrenceburg. Bring the ball across the court is Brody Morris. Passes to his right for Ben Shorten. Braden Burris between the circles. Down and down on the low block for Ben Shorten. And we're going to have a foul against Lawrenceburg. Whistled on Safavian away from the basketball.
Was it?
Actually, they call it on Bobo. Second personal on Bobo. Ball inbounded in the backcourt. Three-point attempt on the way from Nate Elliott. No good. Noah Kaniga has the rebound for the Tigers. Cornette bring the ball up the court. Passes to his left for Kaniga. Now Bobo. One dribble for him off of the left corner. Meyer for three. He drills it.
Meyer heating up from the arc.
Second one he's made this quarter.
Yep.
And that gives Lawrenceburg a 35-24 lead. Their biggest lead of the game is 11. 4:21 to go in the third quarter. Timeout by Rising Sun. And we'll keep it right here. Acknowledging our presenting sponsor of our Rivertown Classic coverage this week on Eagle Country 99.3. Ivy Tech Community College is celebrating 60 years of commitment to ensuring Hoosiers have a top-notch academic experience. Spring classes begin January 16th. So now is the perfect time to connect with the Lawrenceburg and Batesville Ivy Tech enrollment team. Learn more at ivytech.edu. Lawrenceburg 7-5 coming into this contest. Rising Sun at 3-7. These two teams will meet up again later this season on February 10th in a game that will be played at Rising Sun. And what will be the fourth to final game of the season for Lawrenceburg, third to final game of the regular season for Rising Sun. Out of the timeout, Rising Sun ball trailing by 11, 4:21 to go, third quarter. Well, good showing from South Dearborn and Switzerland County fans sticking around to watch this one. as those two teams played earlier tonight. Here's Noah Caniga defending his man down in the low block, and as he catches the basketball, Gavin Short was fouled on a body bump by Caniga. All the officials are really kind of ratcheted up on the foul enforcement.
I was just getting ready to say, I don't know if they thought it was getting out of hand or whatever, but they've made a conscious effort to slow down the physical part of the game.
Ball loose on the floor, losing the handle on it was Ben Shorten as he tried to take a baseline. Bobo knocked it away from him, and the Tigers gather it in. Pass down low, Caniga off the glass, and good for two. Nice find by Ollie Safadian.
Brute strength. It's one-on-one down there, and Caniga is just so much stronger inside.
Pass inside for Elliott. Dribbling in the paint. Nice. Gets it to go, and the shot and the foul.
Nice job by Elliott. That's another
underside
foul.
Player inside there being fearless between Meyer and Bobo and Caniga, and Caniga is the man called for his third personal foul.
You got two real quick
team foul here in the third quarter. Nate Elliott at the line for the Shiners. Caniga will come out with that third personal foul. Free throw, no good from Nate Elliott. Tigers rebound quickly down the other end. Fabian, right side of the perimeter. Passes to Gerald Taylor, who came in for Caniga a moment ago. Bobo behind the back dribble. Off into the corner for Meyer. Meyer guarded by Morris. To the right for Ben Cornett. Right side, Safadian for three. No good. Offensive rebound by Bobo. And he gets it to go on the putback. Another offensive rebound. Another second chance opportunity for the Tigers, who make them pay. Morris. Outside. 4-3. Swish! Morris with a way long distance three-point shot. Gets the deficit back to 10 for the Shiners. Morrisburg, Ben Cornett. Great space with the dribble down the lane. Lays it in for two on the attack.
Nice job by Cornett.
41-29, Lawrenceburg leading Rising Sun. Another timeout called, this one by Rising Sun. 2:31 to go in the third quarter.
Morris got 13 points.
Hold step aside, come back with more third quarter action after this on the Rivertown Classic on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Take your next step at Ivy Tech Lawrenceburg, your hometown college. Join us for Tuesdays at the Tech to explore programs, career options, and take a personalized tour. Meet the friendly team at Ivy Tech and take your next step to a great future. Applications are open now. You'll receive the best college value in Indiana. Plus, local scholarships are available. We'll see you at the Tech.
Hey, I'm Chelsea from your Eagle Country 99.3 morning show. Join me weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10, and thank you for listening to your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Back at the Dragon's Den at South Dearborn High School for the 24th annual Rivertown Classic. Our coverage this week on Eagle Country 99.3 presented by Ivy Tech Community College. Sponsors of free popcorn here for everyone at the Rivertown Classic this year. Rising Sun has the basketball out of the timeout, trailing Morrisburg by 12, 41-29. Brody Morris in the backcourt. Leading his team with 13 points.
Oh,
tonight.
What a great shot.
We'll get two more and fouled and get to the line to try and make it three. Brody Morris trying to take a charge, I think, for Lawrenceburg was Gerald Taylor, but wasn't quite set. And Morris made him pay, getting the basket and drawing the foul.
He went against two big guys, used his left hand and swept it from almost the floor level up and knocked it down. He's pretty impressive.
It's the free throw, makes it a three-point play, and that gets Rising Sun back within single digits at 41-32. 2:13 to go in the third quarter. Ben Cornett passes to Taylor. Taylor outside. Meyer, three-point attempt. No good. And we got a foul on the rebound. We're going to have a call against the Shiners. I think they're going to get Williams for it. Williams looks a little confused by the call, and Coach Snodgrass over on the Rising Sun bench, he just kind of shaking his head.
Was it, well, who was it?
What? Williams getting called for it for Rising Sun.
Oh.
This is his third personal. It puts Safavian at the line for Lawrenceburg. He'll hit the first.
Number two coming in for Safavian.
And Safavian's second attempt, good as well. Lead back up to 11 for the Tigers. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Williams in the backcourt for the Shiners, up top. Three-point attempt, a long one for Elliott, and it was no good. Rebounded by J.P. Izzo of the Tigers. Bobo, top of the key, passes off to the right for Safavian. Now Cornette at the top of the arch, off to the left for Bobo. He'll let a three-point shot go. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Morris. Morris want to force the issue, go inside, and is able to draw some contact as he makes that move for the basket. And they'll put him at the line for a bonus free throw. Both teams with an excess of five team fouls here in this third quarter. Still 1:30 remaining in the third.
It's been kind of a slow quarter, hasn't it?
Very
like a lot of fouls.
Oh, yeah. We saw that foul earlier where Charlie Meyer went over the back, got his legs taken out from under him, and hit the ground on his back. And since then, yeah, the officials have really locked it down.
That could have been really bad.
I mean, it was less than 2 minutes into this quarter, and
yep.
Just Rising Sun had even at that point already been signaled for five personal fouls. One free throw made. On that trip to the line for Rising Sun. Three-point attempt, no good from Cooper Bobo. Rebound out of bounds off the Tigers, and it'll be the Shiners basketball.
I don't get it. I mean, they've been scoring, going inside, getting fouled, and they put up three threes in the last minute or so.
Bobo's going to be brought out of the game by Coach Brad Cutter. Maybe that's the message he wants to deliver.
Yeah.
He's been the one to shoot those last couple three-point baskets for the Tigers.
Yep.
Here's Elliott down the lane. May have gotten away with steps. But he couldn't make the shot anyway. Tigers have it. Cornette in the backcourt. Bounce pass inside to Meyer. Backing his man down. Puts up a shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. And the putback attempt is good for Charlie Meyer. 12-point lead for the Tigers. 45-33. 45 seconds remain in the third. Gavin Shorten, far sideline. Long bounce pass across the perimeter for Braden Burris to Elliott. Now Williams catches it on the baseline, spinning for the bucket. A little bit too much. Ball rejected by J.P. Izzo. Izzo passes ahead to Meyer, gives it back to Izzo, and Izzo is...
What was it?
Travel?
I don't know.
It was a travel on Izzo. It was a travel on Izzo, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if he signaled it, but...
Touch the line over there or something?
Maybe that was the case.
Oh.
Maybe stepped on the line and had it reestablished. I don't know. Either way,
it's a turnover.
It's Rising Sun's basketball. Brody Morris across the timeline to Elliott. 13 seconds to go in this quarter. To Williams, near side on the perimeter. Williams dribbling inside, picks up his dribble, passes it outside to Elliott.
Nice move.
3 seconds. Elliott to the basket, pulls swatted away. Cornette comes up with it. Three quarters court heave at the buzzer. Off the backboard, no good. 45-33, heading to the fourth quarter. Lawrenceburg over Rising Sun by 12. Can the Tigers hang on for eight more minutes and meet Switzerland County in the championship game? Or will Rising Sun mount the comeback and move on to face their river rival here at the 24th annual Rivertown Classic on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.
Folks, it's just that simple. Cars and trucks, cheaper in Milan at the Tom Tepe Auto Center.
proudly broadcasting from the Tom Teepee Auto Center studios inside the Eagle's Nest. Thank you for listening to WSCH Aurora, Lawrenceburg, Greendale, Milan, Moores Hill, Manchester. Your hometown radio station is Eagle Country 99.3.
Fordway Fuels makes it simple. They supply the fuel to heat your home, farm, and business. Their auto fill-up service is quick with comparative pricing. They are your heating oil and propane business serving you locally, and their family has been dedicated to your warmth and comfort for over 40 years. Not to mention they are safe and dependable. Fordway Fuels, your experts on grills, pools, gas fireplaces, and propane. They serve here locally and on the corner of Glenway and Bridgetown with the sign that's easy to find, Fordway.com.
Digging deeper to make ends meet? Now you can get a 30% tax credit with a geothermal heat pump system from Climate Master. Climate Master geothermal systems tap the constant temperature of the earth to provide heating, cooling, and hot water while keeping your home comfortable all year long. And Climate Master systems are so efficient, you'll save up to 70% on your energy bill. So the investment quickly pays for itself. Help the environment and help your budget. Call Jeff at Garing or at GaringInc.com.
Hey, I'm Chelsea from your Eagle Country Morning Show. Join me weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10 a.m. And thanks for listening to your hometown station, Eagle Country 99.3.
Start of the fourth quarter, Tigers. Caleb Cole comes in and hits a three-point basket to make it a 15-point lead for Lawrenceburg, 48 to 33. Turnover by Rising Sun. Pass up ahead to the Tigers. Ollie Safabian and head fake gets his man up in the air, and then he goes up and draws the foul. We'll see Fabian not go to the line. It'll be a foul on the ground. Tigers will inbound on the baseline. Since trailing 15-9 at the end of the first quarter, Lawrenceburg's outscored Rising Sun by a score of 39-18. Lead by 15 at the moment. Ball stolen away in the backcourt by Rising Sun. Coming up with it is 22, Aiden White, and then White trapped on the far side near the timeline in the corner, and he's bailed out by a timeout called from the bench. 7:01 to go in the fourth quarter. Lawrenceburg 48, Rising Sun 33. Leading scorer in this game among all scorers is Rising Sun Brody Morris. He has 17 points tonight. The leading scorer for the Lawrenceburg Tigers is Cooper Bobo with 10. Lawrenceburg certainly done a better job at distributing the scoring across their roster tonight. Second leading scorer on Rising Sun squad is Gavin Shorten with 7. Out of the timeout, Rising Sun basketball. And now we got an official's timeout. Briefly. Now we're ready to go. Lawrenceburg, the defending Rivertown Classic champion from last year, and looking to retain that title. They can get past Rising Sun here in this fourth quarter and get over Switzerland County in the championship game on Saturday. And there's a foul against Noah Kaniga, who a little confused by the call. He picks it up, however, and that'll be his third and the first team foul with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Williams looking to get it in, having trouble finding somebody. He eventually does find Gavin Shorten getting away from his defender. Shorten dribbling, spinning to the basket, off the backboard a little too strong. Bobo gets the rebound for the Tigers. Tigers still leading by 15. Izzo, right side of the sideline. Around the three-point arch they go. Inside to Bobo. He touches it back outside to Caleb Cole. Then inside, three-point shot. Knocked down by J.P. Izzo. 18-point lead for the Tigers. 51-33. Rising Sun. 8 points in a bad way here to keep this one competitive. There's DJ Williams right on cue with the jump shot from the top of the key, knocking it down. Makes it 51-35. Ben Cornett loses the handle on the basketball. Williams finds it, passes to Morris. Morris.
Nice.
The basket. Ooh, the glass it in.
He is so smooth.
He is.
Very good ball handler.
And just got to, with that dribble, able to confuse his defender into thinking he was going one way and then back the other, and he kisses it off the glass for two. At the other end, a take to the bucket and laid in by Caleb Cool. Lawrenceburg with a quick answer. Makes it 53-37. 5.5 remaining in the fourth. Morris passes to the right for Williams. Looking for Shorten inside. Ball tipped away. Outside, Morris way downtown. From Trester Hill, hits it. 53-40. Shiners within 13. And at the other end, Fournette dribbling inside, and they're going to whistle Williams, I think, here for the foul. Williams with the block. And we'll see the Tigers inbound on the baseline as Williams will come out with his fifth personal foul. His night is done. Finishes with 5 points. DJ Williams, 5'8 sophomore for Rising Sun. He'll play in a couple more River Sounds, you would hope. On the Tigers inbound, they find Kaniga coming down the lane. He gets the pass, puts it in for the easy deuce. 55-40, Tigers inside 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Morris, outside, three-point shot. Ben Shorten, no good. Tigers ball. Morris airballed that one. We'll hear it from the Lawrenceburg student section. Kaniga slips inside, however, passes into the corner where Izzo catches, fires, and knocks it down for three. 58-40, 18-point lead for the Tigers. At the other end, Morris in the backcourt. And knocked out of bounds by Ben Cornett after it was poked away from Morris by Charlie Meyer. Shiners will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Ben Shorten gets it in to Morris. Brody Morris dribbling and is being ridden by Izzo, who's going to get called for the foul. That'll be Izzo's first personal and the second team foul against Lawrenceburg. Ball inbounded by Rising Sun from the baseline into Shorten. Gavin Shorten's turnaround J, no good. Rebound by Ben Cornett of the Tigers. Cornett, top of the key, kicks it corner. Meyer open for three. He'll take it. No good. And a rebound. There's a foul against Kaniga. I think a push off underneath by him.
They're going to be five.
Actually, they're going to call Bobo for it.
Oh, Bobo.
That'll be the third on Bobo. Kaniga is also is three for the record. Third team foul against the Tigers this quarter. Morris will bring the ball down the court. Ball poked away in the backcourt. Now Aiden White gives it to Morris. Morris dribbles into the lane. Gets through the defense, puts up a shot. Over is a tough angle to take that layup. Off the basket, no good. Tigers rebound at the other end. Bobo in the corner. Goes inside for Cornett. Turn around, quick two-point basket off the glass for Ben Cornett.
He could have taken the shot and gave it to the man. Good idea, great idea. Unselfish.
Biggest lead of the night for the Tigers. It's now at 20, 60-40. Here's Gavin Shorten called for the charge. Charlie Meyer taking it for the team. That's going to be the second personal on Gavin Shorten. 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. 13 foul. Cross midcourt is J.P. Izzo. Off to the left for Cornett. Off to the left for Bobo. Bobo will drive baseline.
That
goes up with it, blocked by Gavin Shorten. Going the other way with it, Brody Morris, and a reach-in by Noah Kaniga.
That'll be his fourth.
Should be. Four for Kaniga, four as a team against Lawrenceburg this quarter. Checking out for Rising Sun is Gavin Shorten. He'll get a hand from the Shiners faithful here on the neutral court at South Dearborn tonight. Here's the inbound into the backcourt. It's tipped away by Lawrenceburg. And I think the Tigers touched the last. It should be Rising Sun ball, or will it be?
I think
it's like Rising Sun ball.
Rising Sun putting a lot of guys in. I suppose, I'm guessing Coach Cutter will be doing the same shortly.
20-point lead, 2:42 to go. I think the writing's on the wall, right?
Yeah.
Cornette passes to the right for Izzo. Bobo's still in there. Passes inside for Meyer, and Meyer gets bumped from behind. A little chippiness out there between Meyer and Nate Elliott. A little extra shove after the whistle. Now Lawrenceburg ready to inbound it from the baseline. 2.5 to go. South pass, baseline. Inbound to the Kaniga. Now Cornette. Cornette inside, up with it. J.P. Izzo draws the contact, gets the basket to go, and we'll get to the line to try and make it three. Got it inside, turn around, shot it, and then picking it up on the foul for Rising Sun was Ryan Neal, new player in the game for the Shiners. His first. J.P. Izzo, first free throw. Good. Makes it a three-point play. Izzo this season's averaged 6 points per game, 2.3 rebounds per game. And that free throw gives Lawrenceburg a 63-40 lead. A decisive victory here for the Tigers tonight. Here's a long three by Rising Sun's Ryan Neal attempted. It's too long, goes over the basket, and then tipped out of bounds by Rising Sun. Tigers will have it. Two minutes, 10 seconds and counting as Bobo brings the ball up the court slowly. Passes to his left for Caleb Powell. Passes to Kaniga. Kaniga dribbles at the top of the key. Finds Powell in the corner. He'll let a three-point shot go. No good. Another offensive rebound for Cooper Bobo to add to his total tonight. His putback attempt, however, does not go. Rising Sun eventually controls the rebound. Ryan Neal now dribbling. Then Shorten off to the right corner for Carson Wilson. Now Ryan Neal. Now Ben Shorten, 1.5 remaining in the fourth. Just a formality from here, really, with the difference being 23 points in advantage of Lawrenceburg. There's a long two-point shot attempted by Casey Fletcher. It's no good. Chuck, how about our Wardway Fuels stars of the game for each of these teams here? 120 still to play, I know, but I think it's probably safe to assume who those players are going to be by now.
The obvious one is Morris. I was really impressed with his play tonight. I mean,
yeah,
he is really, really good. A little tougher on the Lawrenceburg side. Looks like Charlie Meyer is going to have the scoring.
Here's a pass fake basket by Lawrenceburg's Evan Lewis. Makes it 65-40, 1:02 to go. Shiners got all reserves on the floor at the moment. And for the most part, so do the Tigers, except for Safavian, who goes up and gets that rebound. Tries to pass it up ahead for Lewis, and the pass is a little too strong. 47 seconds remain. For the Lawrenceburg Tigers, I don't know. I mean, mentioned Charlie Meyer. He had that two-hand dunk in the first half.
That was spectacular. I kind of like
that. For that alone.
I like it.
Maybe that's what tips the scales in his favor. What do you think?
I'll go with it.
Not every day in high school basketball you get to see a dunk like that.
Not unless you're up in Indianapolis.
Exactly.
Then you see quite a few.
Yep. Down this way, not too much. 65-40. 25 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Rising Sun has the ball. Ryan Neal, jump shot, right wing, no good. Rebounded by Lawrenceburg's Paul Romero. Passes ahead to Evan Lewis, and they will dribble out the remaining 10 seconds. Rising Sun will call off the Dogs. And there's your final buzzer. 65-40, the final score. Lawrenceburg advances to the Rivertown Classic Boys Championship game on Saturday night against Switzerland County. Rising Sun, they will meet South Dearborn in the consolation preceding that. You'll hear the Girls Championship game in consolation Friday night on Eagle Country 99.3 and the Boys Consolation and Championship on Saturday night here on your hometown radio station. Again, your Wardway Fuels stars of the game for Rising Sun, it's Brody Morris. And for Lawrenceburg, Charlie Meyer. For over 40 years, Wardway Fuels has started as your local propane and home heating oil provider for fast delivery to your business or home. Visit Wardway.com. I'd like to thank our presenting sponsor of our broadcast tonight. That's Ivy Tech Community College. Attend Tuesdays at Tech to explore programs and career options and take a personalized tour. Schedule now for Tuesdays at the Tech at ivytech.edu/Tuesdays. And another sponsor recognition for us here tonight is Dearborn County CASA, sponsor of our starting lineup to live. Always think prevention. Talk to your teens about the risks of underage drinking and vaping from a young age. DearbornCountyCASA.com. Chuck, if you would, if you haven't totaled up, you got a stats report for us.
I got a little
briefly.
One. Yeah, I got one here. Good one. All right. For the Tigers, only six turnovers tonight. Very, very good. 30 rebounds, 14 of which were offensive rebounds. And as you mentioned, they scored either putting it back or from the foul line from getting fouled. They were 24 for 56 from the field, 7 for 17 from the foul line, 7 for 19 from the three-point arc. For the Shiners, 15 turnovers on the night, 22 rebounds, 3 of which were offensive rebounds. And they were 15 for 42 from the field, 3 for 5 from the foul line, and 4 for 7 from the three-point arc. Points, you got the points. You want me to do points?
Yeah, if you got them.
Yeah, sure. Cornette had 5 points. Izu had 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 points. Kaniga, we had 2, 4, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 points. For Bobo, we got 2, 4, 6, 10 points for Bobo. Caleb Cole came in, had a 3 and a 2 for 5. Myers, what did they say? Myers had
13.
Okay, that's what I got. 2.
Myers with 13. Right. Kaniga with 11. Izzo with 11.
There you go.
There you go.
And
that's your Ivy Tech Community College post-game stats report. Yeah, you can tell we're trying to get out here quickly after a doubleheader of basketball here. Take your next step at Ivy Tech, Lawrenceburg, and Batesville, your hometown college. Apply now at ivytech.edu/apply. Remember, scholarships are available and textbooks are free. And again, tune in tomorrow night. The Girls Championship and Consolation game here on Eagle Country 99.3. The Consolation tipping at 6 o'clock when we'll hit the air, followed by around 7:30, the championship game. That will also be between Lawrenceburg and Switzerland County. Same matchups in both the boys and girls tournaments for the consolation and championship. So,
yeah,
the consolation games of both the boys and girls tournaments, it's South Dearborn Rising Sun, and the championship game of both the boys and girls tournaments, it's both Switzerland County and Lawrenceburg.
And these are going to be replays because Lawrenceburg played Switzerland County and South Dearborn played Rising Sun earlier in the season. So these will be the second time.
And then, of course, keep in mind, cheerleading competition, Chuck, noon on Saturday here at South Dearborn High School. So if you want to check that out, too. Sometimes they have done that between games on consolation night or championship night in the past year at the Rivertown. But the cheerleading competition, if you're curious, is noon Saturday here at South Dearborn High School before basketball gets started later that evening. We're going to thank a few people for helping us out with the broadcast tonight. We'd like to thank Ryan Walston and the athletic director here at South Dearborn High School and his staff for hosting us and putting on a great event here at the Rivertown Classic as always. And we'd also like to thank the man back in the studio, that is Charlie Jackson. Is Jackson the last name?
I believe it is, but I'm not positive.
Charlie, what's your last name?
I knew it.
Sam,
you are on the ball, man.
I got it right.
You are.
Charlie Jackson, thanks for running the board for us back at the Eagles Nest in downtown Lawrenceburg. And again, we'll be back here Friday night and Saturday night for Boys and Girls Championship and Consolation Games on Eagle Country 99.3. That's going to do it for us. For Chuck Thomas, I'm Mike Furleberg saying thanks for listening to High School Basketball on Eagle Country 99.3, and so long.
You've been listening to a hometown tradition on your hometown radio station. High school sports on Eagle Country 99.3 are powered by
AirServe, Dearborn County CASA, the City of Lawrenceburg, Gehring Heating and Cooling, the Dearborn County Health Department, Hank Ford in Greendale, Ivy Tech Community College, Margaret Mary Health, Wardway Fuels, and Ortho Cincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Thank you for listening, and join us next time for a hometown tradition. High school sports on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.